The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This time, Mighty Mila. Mila may be a kid, but she can act pretty grown up. At least, that's what she thinks. The trouble is, Mila's parents still treat her like she's little, so she's decided to prove once and for all that she can do things all on her own. But when it turns out that being a big kid isn't as easy as she thought, will Mila admit defeat, or will she find a way to prove just how big and mighty she really is?
On the cover, a smiling young girl with long, straight brown hair has her hands on her hips. She wears a pink headband. On each side of her head, near her ears, are little devices called cochlear implants. They are round and have small wires extending from them to her ears. She is surrounded by a pink unicorn, a rainbow, a paper airplane, a rocket ship, a dragon, a bicycle, and a purple cat. The title is spelled out in letters with bright colors and patterns. Mighty Mila. Snapshots of Mila and her brother, sister, and cat are scattered across a page that is decorated with pink and orange flowers and leaves.
Hi, I'm Mila. I have a big brother, Luca, and a little sister, Sophia.
Three children stand together in a grassy spot full of brightly colored flowers and green bushes. In the center is Mila, with her long brown hair and cochlear implants. She wears a bright mix of clothes of varied colors, a yellow top, pink dress, orange skirt, blue socks, and red and white polka dot boots. She holds the hand of her little sister, Sophia. Sophia's hair is in a ponytail on top of her head. She wears a purple dress decorated with cats. On Mila's other side is her brother, Luca. He is tall and thin and has short, dark brown hair. Dressed in a blue t-shirt, gray sweatpants, and red sneakers, he reads a book. Behind the three kids, peeking up from the bushes, is a purple cat that eyes a little bird as it flies nearby.
I'm the only one in my family with super ears. Isn't that cool? My ears needed some extra help, and my new cochlear implants help me hear all the big sounds, and also the teeny tiny sounds. They're my special little hearing machines.
Mila looks in the direction of a bird behind her as it sits on a branch and sings. Little notes fill the air around its beak.
I act pretty grown up for a kid. I can make my own bed.
In blue pajamas with white clouds and rainbows decorating the top and pants, Mila stands on top of her bed. Under the messy covers, the purple cat sits. A stuffed unicorn sits on a bench at the end of the white footboard. Pillows are tossed about. A book is open on the floor, and a little puppy looks up at Mila.
Open bags of chips by myself.
She stomps on a bag and chips fly out.
And even get the toothpaste from all the way at the bottom of the tube.
She squishes the toothpaste tube against the hard sink, and the toothpaste leaks out the bottom.
But Mommy and Daddy still treat me like a little kid and say things like, Mila, eat your broccoli so you can grow big and strong.
Mila frowns at three round green pieces of broccoli on her plate.
Or, no, Mila, you can't wear your princess dress to school.
Mila pouts as she folds her arms across the front of her bright blue princess dress.
Or their favorite, Mila, please, just go to sleep.
Mila stands next to Sophia's crib. She wears a helmet and holds a sword and shield. Little Sophia is dressed in a dragon costume.
So, I've decided to prove that I'm a big kid, and I have a plan. From now on, I'll do everything on my own, and I won't ask for help. Not even once.
Mila lies on her tummy on the floor and crosses out the word help on a piece of paper. In a thought bubble above her, she sees drawings of herself wearing different hats, crowns, shoes, and dresses, wearing a chef's cap and holding a big spoon, and leading her brother and sister around by the hand.
First, I'll choose my own clothes. What do big kids wear? I take out all my clothes so I don't miss something perfect, like this fancy skirt.
Mila smiles and holds up a pink skirt. Her room is full of bright furniture and covered with toys. There is a comfy chair, an art table with paints, a red piano, and a shelf with a mirror on the wall. There are stuffed animals, a lion, an octopus, a monkey, a mouse, a bunny, and a puppy. Dolls are scattered about. Strewn on the floor are a rocket, building blocks, a xylophone, rainbow-colored tights, and cushions. A string with bright triangular flags hangs over it all. Little Sophia sits on a rug playing with sunglasses as the cat snoozes on a pillow beside her. Mila looks at herself in the mirror.
My pink headband looks pretty and does a great job holding my cochlear implants in place. I grab my sneakers, but can't figure out how to tie the laces. So I find some tape and do it my own way. Perfect.
The laces are tangled with long strips of tape.
I hurry to the kitchen to show off my outfit. Everyone is smiling. They can't believe how fabulously grown up I look.
Looking down from the table, her siblings and parents smile at Mila, who wears heart-shaped sunglasses, a green shirt, a polka dot pink skirt, rainbow tights, and pink sneakers. She waves one arm in the air with a flourish.
Now that I look like a big kid, I'll show them I can eat like one too. Mommy and Daddy will be so impressed if I make my own breakfast. Big kids can eat whatever they want. I'll have some pizza and cupcakes.
Standing on a stool in front of the open refrigerator, Mila struggles to balance an armful of cupcakes and pizza. On the floor beneath her, Sophia eats a dropped cupcake. Her mother looks at Mila.
I peek at Mommy. She doesn't look too happy. I guess I'll just have some cereal instead. The milk is heavy, but I pour it myself. I spill a little, but I use my sleeve to clean it up before anyone sees. Phew!
Luca's mouth is open as he watches Mila wipe up the spilled milk with her sleeve. She holds up a spoonful of cereal.
This cereal is delicious, and I love that I can hear the loud crunch it makes when I chew. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Now it's time to show everyone I can play like a big kid too. Luca is hiding. He thinks I can't find him. Sometimes I need help, but today I'll find him myself.
Mila and Sophia cover their eyes with their hands.
I search all over.
She looks in a bush. Only the purple cat is there.
I search high.
She climbs a wobbly setup of a chair and seesaw to stand on a tree branch. Sophia and the cat search with her.
And I search low.
On her hands and knees, she peers under a flower planter. Sophia peeks over the top.
But no, Luca. I'm not giving up. I close my eyes and listen. I can hear much better now that I have my cochlear implants. I listen to all the wonderful sounds. A bird chirping, a plane overhead, and a fairy light. Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Luca peeps through a telescope at Mila from behind some bushes. The cat escapes Sophia's grasp nearby.
What is that? This part is still tricky for me, so I focus even harder. Squeak, squeak, squeak. That almost sounds like a swing. I found you!
At a swing set, Mila raises her arms in triumph as she knocks Luca off the swing and sits on his back. He laughs. Little Sophia holds the cat and readies herself to slide down the slide.
My plan is going great. I must have proven that I'm a big kid by now. But wait, Daddy is bringing my bike out. Without training wheels? It looks like I'll have to do one more thing to prove I'm a big kid.
Mila, I'll help you learn to ride your bike,
says Daddy.
He holds the bike by the handlebars and presents it to Mila.
Oh, no. I can't ask for help now. I have to act like a big kid. No thanks, Daddy. I can do it myself. I put my helmet on carefully so I don't knock my cochlear implants off.
Mila stands by the bike, adjusting her helmet. Sophia rides by on a tricycle.
I climb on my bike, push off, and splat!
Mila sits on the ground, one leg tangled in a bike wheel.
I try again, and again.
Seated on the grass, Mila frowns at the bike beside her.
Yikes! This is harder than I thought. Why can't I do this? Maybe I'm not a big kid after all.
Mila sits on the step with her eyes downcast and face in her hands. Nearby, her mother and father stand with Luca, who rides a bike of his own.
Then I look over at Luca. And you know what? He's asking Mommy to help him buckle his helmet. Maybe even big kids do ask for help sometimes. Hey, everyone! I call out. Can you help me learn to ride? Mommy and Daddy hold me steady. Finally, they let me go. But I start to wobble. Pedal faster! I hear Luca yell.
Luca runs beside Mila as she laughs and rides her bike.
I listen, and then I'm riding on my own. I'm doing it. I am a big kid.
The family gathers and embraces each other.
Everyone runs over and gives me a huge hug.
Good job, big girl.
They cheer, and that was the very best thing I had heard all day.
A photograph of the real Mila shows her with her hand raised in the air. She wears a pink t-shirt with the words superhero on it, spelling here like we hear with our ears. She wears her pink headband and the cochlear implants behind her ears. This has been Mighty Mila, written by Katie Petruzziello, narrated by Aaron Riemann, audio description narrated by Chris Snyder, and written by Bonnie Barlow from illustrations by Nadja Sorrell. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures, brought to you by ImaginationStorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the audiobook wizard.